Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, you kind of like seeing that, though, out of your manager. You know, obviously backing up his team, and especially, you know, the individual that it was, even more so, you know, because Acuna's, he's going to kind of keep his head down in that spot, and it's up to us to kind of speak for him.
That is Tyler Good at Bat Flowers. Rick Kamla and John Michaels at your service here for our Braves breakdown, and we're all foaming at the mouth over what happened last night. The mob hit put out by Mattingly, Urania being the hitman and executing it on Ronald Acuna. Thank God the x-rays were negative, and we're going to get him back soon. And we get back to work here with one of the great analysts in baseball already. He's been doing it for like 5 minutes, and he's already one of my favorites. It's Paul Byrd of Fox Sports South. Paul, it's great to have you back on the show. How you doing, bro?
Well, I'm like you, man. I'm still fired up. I had trouble sleeping last night. I wanted to fight. I tossed and turned a little bit, you know, and but I got up this morning, got a ton of energy. You just said it, x-ray negative. The CT scan just came back, and it is also negative. That's great news. So he's day-to-day. And the best news is the Braves put a whooping on him last night. So that felt really good afterwards.
Paul, how long do you think he'll be out? I know you just said day-to-day. Do you think that's precautionary, keep him out a couple of days to make sure he's 100% healthy? Or is this a scenario where, hey, we're in a pennant race right now, and we need arguably our best guy out there?
Well, the latter is true, but you don't want to sacrifice that and rush him back to where you miss him for more games later. I think they're going to see him swing the bat first. It was really tough for me to see him come out of the game from left field. What that meant for me was it didn't happen on a swing. It meant, hey, I got a ton of adrenaline going. I'm ready. I won in the game. I'm going to stay in the game. But then he went out to left field, and the pain really started to set in. And he's like, hey, this is not wise. I can't even play defense. So that, for me, scares me a little bit. So, you know, I don't want to make any predictions because he's 20 years old, and we saw him miraculously heal from what I thought was a for sure blown-out knee running across first. So, he's 20. That can happen earlier rather than later. But, you know, I expect him, you know, maybe to miss a game or two.
Paul Byrd hanging out with your boys, Rick and John. So you guys did a great job. And by the way, just the Fox Sports South, Fox Sports Braves, you and Chip and Joe and Kelsey and the whole thing. Shout out to all y'all, Jerome and Brian Jordan, Frenchie, the whole thing. You guys are the best in Major League Baseball. I have the extra innings package. No, look, I'm not sucking up to you. I have the extra innings package. I watch all these games. You guys kill it. Like, I like Carpenter and DeSanto, whatever the hell his name is in Washington. Like, there's a lot of good crews.
Yeah.
You know, Cohen and Hernandez and Darling up in New York. Other than Keith Hernandez saying all this stupid butt stuff that he's saying, I really respect it. But just wanted to shout you guys out. Now, Paul, last night in the broadcast, you said in the heat of the matter, players on the field, Snickers getting tossed, you said, for the first time in 2 years, I wish I was playing. And I was like, I wanted to crawl through the TV and punch somebody too. So, Paul, if you were playing, what would you have done last night?
Yeah, I texted the GM. I said, you know, Assistant Perry, and I said, hey, man, I'm available for a one-day contract. I said, I will pitch for free. I'm going to come in. I will hit him in the middle of the back with 87 miles an hour. And, you know, they texted back and said, hey, man, I'm not sure you can throw 87 anymore. I said, I don't know, man. I'm feeling good. I said, the adrenaline is flowing. Put me in the game. I miss it. You know, there's little things that happen, and you realize how much you miss it. That was last night. Look, guys, I'm not on the team, but I've developed a relationship with these guys. I talk to these guys a lot. I pull for these guys. You know, they give me knuckles when they're walking out on the field every now and then. You know, and I'm washed up, but that makes me feel good. So there's a kinship there. And then, you know, I played a long time. They'll ask me a question about life or just whatever. So I feel like those are my guys. So when that thing broke out, we had fans running down to the front row, and security was on, man. They were like, hey, watch this guy. Hey, over there, get him. I mean, it was madness. And, you know, I wanted to charge the field and get in the middle and start, you know, grabbing some shirts and directing and yelling. I just, that's how fired up I was. I'm glad they did not come to me on camera immediately, because I needed some time to cool down, and I think all the Braves fans felt the same way.
We've got Paul Bird with us here on the WadeForward.com hotline talking about what happened to Ronald Acuna last night. Now, during the Mets broadcast, this came up. And, Paul, I'm sure you've heard what Keith Hernandez had to say. Yeah, you got to throw at a guy since you can't get him out. You're an old-school baseball player. Was that the M.O. back then, drill a guy since you can't get him out?
It was, but it was – well, let me go back. No, it was not. The M.O. was to drill somebody if they disrespected you or your teammates. What that looks like is a bat flip, hitting the ball out, putting a gun in a holster, you know, screaming obscenities at you, calling somebody, you know, hitting one of your players. Those kinds of things are what Keith is talking about. Now, Keith didn't say that on air. Keith says some things that he just puts his foot in his mouth. I think he tries to stir it up at times. But no, that's why you hit somebody, to protect one of your own players or to make a point if you got disrespected and it was part of the game. I expected a first pitch slider last night. And if at any point during the game you wanted to send a message to Acuna, you just have to make him move his feet. But I don't see a person that gets in the box that is arrogant. I see a 20-year-old that has a lot of fun playing the game. And when a guy gets in the box, what that looks like when is like, man, he's digging in, he's just acting like he's the coolest. I don't see that. I don't see him crowding the plate. I don't see him doing any of those things that would warrant hitting him or knocking him down. I see pitchers that are throwing fastballs and missing and him hitting home runs. So why is it his fault that when the pitcher misses and throws a ball over the middle of the plate, he destroys it 10 rows back? That's not Acuna's fault. That's the pitcher's fault. Hit yourself. You're the one that's messing up. So why come in and hit a young man that has a record for the most consecutive home runs in a first at-bat? He's done it 5 times in the first at-bat that he's now he's walked. If first official at bat, he's hit a home run for 5 games in a row. The only person that's ever done that is Willie Mays in 1954. He's the youngest player to ever hit that many home runs in a row. You got to hit that guy because you yourself can't execute a pitch? That makes me want to take somebody by the neck and wring them over the side in the dugout and go at it.
We love this guy, Paul Bird, man. Hey, Paul, so in terms of Acuna, and was there anything is he too animated? I love the dude. I don't think he is.
Yeah.
But to your point with that disrespect, you know, it's Jose Bautista with the bat flip and everybody freaks out. Did Acuna do anything that it was even remotely borderline disrespectful? Try to think about it from the Miami side of things for just a second.
No. I have not seen him do anything disrespectful. The game is fun. You are supposed to have fun. If a pitcher strikes somebody out and they give a fist pump, that's fun. It's okay. If a pitcher strikes somebody out, they bow their neck and chest and they point at the guy and they whittle a cowboy gun and put it in their fake holster, that's disrespect. That's different. If you're expecting somebody to be a robot and not get excited when they're 20 years old in the big leagues, waited their whole life to get here, they're up here, they're doing it, they've discovered they belong, and that's their personality consistently all the way through, no, I have not seen anything disrespectful. Some people say, well, you know, on one of them he flipped his bat a little bit. I did not see anything disrespectful like that at all. When you stand there and look at it like Joey Bats did and then throw the bat over your shoulder, that's different. That's a different level. But the days of absolutely no emotion, let's remember that Joe DiMaggio, when he flew out to the warning track and rounded second base and kicked the dirt because it didn't go out, and everybody was like, oh, we've never seen that before. You know, it's the 50s. That's a different era. you know, that is a different time period. Those days are over. Everybody is wanting baseball players to get in and act like, hey, you enjoy what you're doing. You're having fun. So, again, there's a balance to it. But I personally, if I put myself in the Marlins' shoes, and I think Real Muto answered the question, the catcher last night after he was hit, his reaction was, oh, there's no reason to do that. That, for me, you know, was a huge mistake.
Paul, the Braves obviously this year have had a lot of young guys come up and make huge impacts. Tuki Toussaint, the latest, a couple of days ago, gets his major league debut. What did you like that you saw out of him, and what's his long-term prospect here at the big league level?
Man, he is the real deal. And it's hard to say that after one outing. So he does need to get better, needs to command both sides of the plate. What do I like about him? I like his makeup, and you can't teach that. You know, I stuck the camera. We stuck the camera in his face. I put the mic in there, and, you know, he answered questions so great. And, you know, someone said, hey, you know, and I said, hey, you look like you were 30 years old pitching out of that jam. And he said, well, he said, it's been a long road for me in the minor leagues. And he said, I've had a lot of guys on base. I've been there before. And I was like, yeah, but you're in the big leagues, man. And that, for me, was what I liked the most, was when he got in the jam, he didn't, you know, get overwhelmed. He hit his spots. He has such a great breaking ball. That thing is electric. And his fastball is 92 to 98. It's a little inconsistent with location and velocity, but it's got life. You know, you see a guy come up, he's throwing 95, and, you know, hitters are hitting lasers all over the yards. And it's like, so not all 95 is 95. So what I did see was a fastball that consistently beat people. He's electric. He's here. He's going to be here. And I don't know if it's going to be next week or whatever, but he has got a bright future with the Braves. I can't believe how loaded this farm system is.
Paul Byrd, we're running short on time. One word answer. Did Mattingly put out a mob style hit on Acuna last night? One word answer, yes or no?
No, he didn't.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Great stuff. Thanks for coming on. We'll catch up with you soon.
Sorry I talked too long. No, more questions next time.
Never that. Paul Byrd is welcome here anytime. He was our guest there on the WadeForward.com hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.